Dear brothers and bishops.
Speaking to the bishops gathered in the Vatican Library, the Holy Father noted Canada's proud heritage, steeped in rich social diversity, but he added Canada today is suffering from the pervasive effects of secularism.
Faced with the many social ills and moral ambiguities which follow in the wake of a secularist ideology, Canadians look to you to be men of hope, preaching and teaching with passion the splendor of the truth of Christ, educating consciences and teaching the authentic dignity of the person and human society.
Here the Pope highlights what he describes as the dramatic symptoms of this secularism, such as a plummeting birth rate.
This disturbing testimony to uncertainty and fear, even if not always conscious, is in stark contrast with the definitive experience of true love, which by its nature is marked by trust, seeks the good of the beloved, and looks to the eternal.
Responding directly to the reports the bishops had presented to him, Pope Benedict commented on the serious steps being taken by them for pastoral renewal.
I understand that with aging clergy and many isolated communities, the challenges are great. Yet, if the Church is going to satisfy the thirst of men and women for truth and authentic values upon which to build their lives, no effort can be spared in finding effective pastoral initiatives to make Jesus Christ known.
The Pope especially underlined the importance of catechists.
Teaching the faith cannot be reduced to a mere transmission of things or words or even of a body of abstract truths.
One of the visiting Canadian bishops is Archbishop André Richard of Moncton. He echoed the determination of his bishops' conference to better present the Gospels to their contemporary nation.
Faith in our country was up to now a matter of family. Faith transmission was a family affair. This is changing at present, and therefore the new evangelization relates to people in terms of awareness of the sense of life, the meaning of life, and the direction of life, in the face mainly of justice against the evils of social ills.
The Canadian bishops will conclude their ad limina visit on May 23rd. I'm Catherine Smybert.